All right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSA-FM. Every single Wednesday, we talk property stuff. And this week, it's Jackie Morano's turn from Southern Vermont Realty Group. You can check her out at sovtrealtygroup.com. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm waiting for the warm weather to get here. Spring is around the corner. And what does that mean for real estate?
Oh, it gets busy.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's hard to tell right now with the piles of snow, but... Uh-huh. We'll be spring before we know it. We'll get spring house hunting fever.
Absolutely. Oh, I always loved looking for a house when I was getting my house 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
But how do you get ready, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot that can be done on both sides for a buyer and a seller.
Okay.
For sellers, sometimes they start to think about big projects, like, oh, we've got a couple months, we could do some big projects.
Right.
That's not usually necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So just like we've talked about before, probably the best thing you can do to prepare is engage a realtor and get their advice.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, doing some big projects may not be what you need to do.
Yeah, just like cosmetic stuff. And I remember trying to get my house ready, and they said, don't do too much.
No, don't do too much, because buyers are going to want to do that stuff themselves.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, make sure everything is clean and neat, but you don't necessarily need to be replacing things or upgrading things.
Yeah.
You know, buyers sometimes appreciate a house that needs a little elbow work.
Yeah.
It saves them some money up front on the value, and then they can do that. Personalize and do upgrades. Plus, sometimes we upgrade and people hate it.
Yeah, right. Well, if you're a smoker, if you're smoking in the house, cigarettes or something, you know, you better start cleaning and painting.
Yes. Yeah, so there are, correct. So that's why you're going to engage a realtor.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's definitely some very specific advice that they would maybe give in different circumstances. But sure, smells, stains, things like that should be dealt with.
Yeah, because you're going to walk through and say, hey, you know, probably want to do this and do that, right?
100%. We're going to tell you, you know, if you do have to spend a little money and put a little elbow grease in it to prep for listing, we're gonna help you direct where that time and energy goes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not, you know, doing projects that aren't going to get you any return in the end.
Yeah, you're not taking off the roof of your house or something like that, you know?
Not usually.
Yeah, not usually, but you're doing some things to help you actually make a better sale and maybe some more profit, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then there's also, you know, you can do some things to sort of make buyers feel better about buying your house, and it's not about paint and flooring, but you know, you can have a pre, and maybe you can get Russ to talk about this on another episode.
Okay. Because he's in a home inspection.
That's right. So when the home inspector's here, maybe you can ask him about pre-listing inspections.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps sort of, especially if you're an anxious seller or if you've lived in your home for a long time and you're kind of nervous, as we don't know what we don't know about our houses. And
true.
Lots can happen.
A little tiny leak somewhere in the window or something.
Yeah, a little tiny leak. You know? Or, you know, maybe you don't have the right smoke detectors to be up to new state. Well, not new now, but code.
Yes, right.
Maybe you don't have GFIs in your bathroom or in your laundry room. There's just little things that come up in every property inspection that you could certainly take care of in advance.
Yes.
Just makes things go smoother. And you know, you can get your septic pumped and have that receipt. You can get your home heating or your chimney. You can get that stuff serviced and cleaned. And it just helps the transaction sort of take some of those questions away from the buyer. And
yeah, absolutely.
It makes things just go a little bit smoother.
Yeah, for sure. I know that fact for sure. When I sold my house like 3 years ago, same type of thing. You know, you find all these little nicks and things that different, because you've been in there and you just kind of get that blind eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
You're used to living there, and you know, you kind of compensate for some of the little flaws your house might have.
Yes.
But you know, even a home in the best condition, you know, can have a 60-page property inspection report.
Yeah, right.
And so anything that you can tick off the box before the inspector shows up, you know, it's still going to be 50 pages.
Yeah, I get you.
But hopefully, you know, it just gets rid of some of those little things, and every little thing can add up.
And that's where you kind of come in. So that way, because you've seen it, you got a ton of experience.
20-something years.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
A couple decades.
I know. I feel the same way in being in radio.
Yeah.
I got over 30 years in radio.
Right. And then we do this all the time,
right,
too. I mean, it's every day we're doing this, and we see it from both sides. So when I walk into a house, I can tell you probably what the list of concerns are going to be for most buyers. And
yeah.
If there's anything that we can do to combat that early,
mm-hmm.
Certainly we should. And preparing a couple of months in advance
mm-hmm.
helps a lot and sort of takes the stress out yeah. of it.
How long should you take to prepare? You know what I mean? Because you want to sell now, obviously, but you have to prepare first. And that's where you come in, because you have a lot of knowledge, like I said, and people need to talk to a realtor to find out all these things.
Yeah. So it's always good to start early. I mean, if you wanted to list a year from now,
uh-huh.
you can still start a relationship with a realtor, get comfortable with them.
Mm-hmm.
You can even engage them you can be their client. And even though you're not quite ready to be live and have
right.
buyers come through your house, but starting that relationship early, I mean, really, it's not too early ever.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Yeah. Get a call into you or whoever it's going to be.
Yeah. No, not yeah. to whoever it's going to be. Call
it's
me.
It's going to be you. Call you, of course.
Call Southern Vermont Realty Group. And one of my excellent agents or myself can certainly help you start that
Absolutely.
Process.
Yes.
And then from the buyer side, starting a couple of months in advance also
mm-hmm.
is a good idea if you want to move in the spring, because even though maybe you're waiting, you think houses are going to come on for Memorial Day weekend or in June because
uh-huh.
there seems to be a big push there.
Yeah.
The right house might come on earlier.
Yeah.
So
right.
you should be ready, even if you don't want to close until June or you don't want to close until August.
Yeah.
You can still go under contract and negotiate those closing dates.
Got you. Yeah, absolutely. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, you can negotiate closing dates out really as long as you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go under contract in March and not close until July.
Yeah, you're still going to be here.
Right.
You're not going anywhere.
That's
you,
right.
As the realtor.
Me. I'll be here for the whole thing, even if it takes a couple months.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's all in the best interest of the buyer and the seller.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And, I think part of the springtime market being a lot of primary movement
mm-hmm.
is that both sides understand that timing.
Yes.
Where it can be a little precarious for both sides.
Right.
And it really does take a great buyer's agent and a great listing agent to make both sides of that go smoothly,
mm-hmm.
to come to the point where everybody is feeling ready when we get to closing day.
Yes, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but it can be done. It absolutely can be done. We do it all the time. You can buy and sell your primary homes simultaneously. You can do post-occupancy agreements.
Mm-hmm.
You can do long closing dates.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting ready to list or buy in the spring, now is the time to start that process.
Pretty much cater to what the people need, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, everybody is different. So
yeah.
That's why I say we do free consultations. We'll come, we'll sit down with you,
mm-hmm.
And we'll try and develop a plan that works for you and advise you to your goals and your needs and your timeline.
Yeah.
And give you the best advice that we can to make that happen smoothly for you.
Yeah, and spring and summer is the best time anyway, because winter is really difficult. You got frost heaves, you got those piles of snow, like you said earlier, and you know what I mean? So you feel good when the warm weather gets here.
Yeah, we're ready to move.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're ready.
There's like some instinct, right?
Yeah.
It's spring, it's time to move,
you know?
It's time
yeah.
to get going.
I mean, if you want to get ready and start boxing up in the winter, that's a good thing,
it's
right?
It's a great time to start that for both
yeah.
buyers and sellers.
Mm.
Because, for sellers, like whatever you're boxing up now that might be seasonal, you're hoping that you're not taking it back out in the house you live in.
Right. Yeah.
You're
exactly.
You're going to be unboxing mm-hmm. your winter holidays in your next house.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, to keep that in mind as you go throughout the year planning to get to the spring buying and selling season, there's sort of a lot of little tips and tricks that we're
right.
happy to share.
All right. I can't wait for the springtime to get here.
Yeah.
So I can sell my not house.
Or find one.
I'll find one.
Unpack your...
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So how do we get a hold of you in case someone wants to get a hold of you?
Sure. So you can call Southern Vermont Realty Group at 802-464-2585.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can find us on the web at sovtrealtygroup.com.
And the links are on our website too.
And all of our links are on your website, and we've got socials everywhere, so you can
absolutely.
It's hard to miss us.
Absolutely. So you can go to WTSARadio.com, and there's a link to your page right there to get a hold of you, and you can hear past episodes of what we discussed here on the air.
That's right. We've had quite a few so far.
Absolutely. We're keeping it going. There's a lot to talk about.
There's so much to talk about.
There is.
And every month it's like a different
Mm-hmm.
Different climate in the real estate market, mm-hmm. and something yep. new to talk about. So we look forward to continuing that.
Absolutely. I appreciate you coming in. You're the greatest.
Thanks for having me.
And get a hold of Jackie. She is amazing at what she does. She has the experience too.
Yes.
I appreciate you. Absolutely.
You.
No, this is great. The Property Pulse every single Wednesday right here with either Jackie or an inspector right now.
Yeah.
And it could be anything. So that's why it's the Property Pulse.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
Check them out on your website, sovtrealtygroup.com or wtsaradio.com. Have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Tom. You too.
Take care. Bye now.